USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook stands to lose the most, but Google is more likely to lose. That's the word of legal experts as five separate major antitrust lawsuits bear down on big tech. They are DOJ versus Google, Texas versus Google, Colorado versus Google, Federal Trade Commission versus Facebook, and states versus Facebook. These cases share a common principle. Google and Facebook have made the world worse by stifling competition. Reuters is reporting the United States is set to add dozens of Chinese companies, including the country's top chip maker, SMIC, to a trade blacklist on Friday. Last week, Nigeria was again reeling from a mass kidnapping, this time more than 300 boys from an all-boys boarding school in Katsina, northwest Nigeria. Jihadist group Boko Haram said it had seized students to punish them for un-Islamic practices. Nigeria's government reported the boys have been returned late Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Getting more COVID-19 vaccine than what the doctor ordered. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has good news in the fight against COVID-19.
Doctors across the country expected to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine with five doses in each vial. But it turns out there are up to two extra doses per vial, which the FDA says are safe to use. Dr. Brooke Watts is a quality officer at the Cleveland Hospital. She tells CBS This Morning,
the manufacturer, as we understand it, was trying to be particularly cautious. They wanted to make sure that each dose was full and there was room for error. But what we've learned from our colleagues around the state and country is that if you follow the manufacturer's directions very specifically, you actually have six full doses in each vial.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The coronavirus vaccine made by Moderna moved closer to authorization on Thursday. The formal decision by the Food and Drug Administration is expected on Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The last Thursday night football game of 2020 was played in Las Vegas' brand new Allegiant Stadium. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert shined with the help of the Raiders' struggling defense, winning the game in overtime 30-27. Although the Chargers have given up so many leads that led to losses this year, quarterback Justin Herbert says after the game, the Chargers are resilient.
Yeah, we're a resilient team, and hats off to the defense for coming up with a big stop there, and Jalen with a great catch there, and it got a little hectic down there at the end zone, but guys stuck together, and glad we came out on top.
Justin says the O-line gave him the time he needed to get the job done.
Just gain a yard. That's all we needed, and Jalen ran a great route, got over the top. I could have thrown it a little bit farther. He could have scored. But props to those guys up front blocking the way.
After injuries took out some of his key players, the next man up mentality really paid off.
They stepped up big time. I knew how special of a group these guys are. And anytime you miss Keenan and Mike out there, it's definitely tough. But they gave it their all. They gave what they could. And those guys stepped up big time.
Herbert's quarterback sneak in overtime bolted the Chargers past the Raiders 30-27.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed. And I think that's just years of practice, being around the right coaches, around the right teammates. And, they've done such a great job of battling this year, and really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers have no chance for this year's playoffs. The Raiders' hopes of making the postseason dimmed as their record fell to 7-7. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.